following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the final day of April. Doug Duda, Damon Day along with you coming up. We're going to talk with Chris Katulak. It is Kentucky Derby week, but Hall of Fame Nebraska trainer Jack Van Berg, and we should say Nebraska base, but won the Kentucky Derby, has won the Breeders' Cup. He has written a book about Jack Van Berg called From Grit to Glory, and Jack is actually going to be at Fauner Park on Kentucky Derby Day on Saturday with the book, signing the book, and we'll talk with the author of the book, Chris Katulak, who got his start at Exarban and Fauner and TVG Network's been all over the place. Plus, a lot of Legion baseball to talk, a lot of baseball, softball, a little football, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've got Kearney Legion Baseball, their annual fundraiser coming up on Friday. We'll talk with some gang with that and talk about all that's going on. Plus, there's been a change over at Grand Island, which is not a surprise, at least to me, not a surprise. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, joins us as always on Tuesday.
Morning, Douglas.
How's it going?
Good, good. Busy day.
Oh,
yesterday was a busy day, you know, when you got to pick up all the gear and equipment and make some roster decisions and clean out the locker room a little earlier than we have in the past 8 years. So
yesterday sucked.
Yeah, it did. I'm just trying to put a smiley face on it. Trying to put a smiley face on it. So, no, it everything's going well. You know, the weather's still – just when you think you're over the hump and it's right on the golf season, boom. 35-mile-an-hour wind, straight from the north, in your face. And snow tomorrow.
And we got the G-Pack is coming over, of course, to Hastings. They're supposed to play on Thursday. We'll see how
that
goes. Is
that the G-Pack
plays.
Tournament starts on
G-Pack
Thursday?
Tournament. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
College, number 7 seed. So.
Yeah.
It's all
who do they play?
They're going to play Doan. I don't know if you've
who's
heard
the
of
one
them.
Seed?
Northwestern.
Two seeds, Doan. Three is...
Let me run this down for you, because the games start at 9 a.m. at Duncan. It's Northwestern, the one seed against Dakota Wesleyan. And
they put a one seed at 9 a.m.?
Doan is at Hastings. I'll get to that. Then the noon games at Duncan, Mount Marty, the four seed against the five seed Nebraska Wesleyan, and then the three seed Morningside against the six seed Midland at Smith Complex, because the winners then play at 4. Kind of an inverted. You're used to kind of playing at night if you're the
You're
going to play twice tomorrow or Thursday if the weather's good no matter what. Interesting. It's double elimination, and they got to be done by Saturday.
Interesting.
If that doesn't tax your pitching staff coming through the loser's bracket, and Hastings been there, and some of these other teams have been there where they've had to play at least four games in the first 2 days.
All nine-inning games?
I believe so. No, all games seven innings. Games seven innings. That's the first day, and then all games nine innings after that.
You know, I don't get it.
They should be nine, or they should be seven, or they should all be the same.
Yeah,
Which one?
I guess I'm not at a liberty to discuss administration and people who.
Yeah, but this is anywhere. This doesn't matter. GPAC. Place everywhere.
Exactly. It's like, why do you try to slam in your postseason tournament and make the experience? Oh, hey, we can drive up Saturday, Thursday morning, get home Thursday night. I mean, it's just, what type of experience is that for your student athletes to be in buses all day? They don't even get like a day to enjoy it or whatnot. That was probably one of the funnest things about the RMAC tournament was the night game. And that's why you wanted to be in the night game, is because at least everybody played one game on day one. And then that night game was packed with everybody's fans, and everybody was kind of there, and it was a great turnout. But I don't understand why do you have all those that many teams and then just make them all play? I mean, you don't even get a chance to recover. Say you lose 5-4 on a walk-off. Oh, by the way, now you got to go play for the rest of your season. I mean, it's just you don't even get a time to kind of.
What about this?
And I always find it in baseball, and it's only baseball.
Oh, wow. Baseball, you know? Softball.
Yeah. Let's go make basketball play three games in a day.
Let's.
Why not?
Baseball's so easy.
And it is.
It's so easy.
It is.
You guys,
without a doubt.
You guys have to go take batting practice 4 hours before the game just so it seems like you were doing something.
Well, batting practice is important.
What about these guys? Okay, UNK graduates Friday.
Yeah.
What if you're senior? Well, what do you do there? You're taking away that experience.
They can walk some other time. They got 24 other guys that they've been playing for all season long. All of a sudden, oh, I can't go so I can walk across the stage and get a picture taken. Are you serious?
Wait a minute. What's more important, student or athlete?
You're not asking about going to class. You're talking about walking across the stage.
I know they wouldn't do it even if they wanted. I just had to give you a little grief there.
I don't know. This will be one of our first senior classes that'll be at graduation.
What happened? Yeah, you won 2 of 3. We need three of three when the pressure's off.
Hey, exactly. We rolled games 2 and 3 because there was no pressure.
None.
The first one when there was all the pressure, I think we managed 3 hits. Lost 6-1. Lost 1-3 hits.
We're going to take an early break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because when we come back, the annual Kearney American Legion, this is for the whole American Legion baseball that it's all summer long, all the teams. Their big fundraiser is this Friday, and we'll talk with Terry Broadfoot and Jeff Wolf about that. They have obviously been with the program for years and years and years, and I think they've got some questions for you as well, so we'll get to those.
Great.
Coming up after this in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 20th with additional sessions starting in June and July. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of 33 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
This Mother's Day, ProFlowers has one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99. Double the roses and get chocolates and a premium pink vase for just $29.98. That's 50% off. You just need the code SCORE when you order to get these special prices. Here's the only way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in SCORE. Order now. This deal expires Friday at midnight. ProFlowers.com. Type in code SCORE.
We've got a 50-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance, Louisville Brown at home, and that means Gale Jones is the champion.
I was kind of shocked just exactly how big of a Louisville fan I became in just a couple hours. I guess I don't look like any real genius by picking them.
Make sure you brag a little bit to all your friends.
Already doing a little bit of that, and thank you very, very much.
Do you know what you're going to do? You got a spot already picked out for the television?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that won't be an issue.
We'll stay with partial sun and some cloudiness around the area as we head through the day today. Temperatures will stay around 60 for a high, with winds out of the north at 15 to 25. For tonight, there's a good chance for rain showers developing, with a low at 37. Right now, it's 57.
When I believe the world is burning to the ground, oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. When I
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting comfortable. I mean, yeah, Bruce Furniture's got to be loving this crud weather. You got to stay in the house. I mean, eventually you're just going, well, I guess basketball season's over. I'm going to have to watch baseball in the house, too. That's all there is to it. Get some great new furniture at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been taking care of their customers since 1977 with the expansion to four locations over the years, allowing them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the lowest price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Whatever you need, color, size, style, price, if it's not perfect on the floor, they'll get it for you so that it's perfect in your home, your office, your apartment, wherever you're at. You'll be right there because they're just right for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Damon Day, 19 innings last night. A's, Angels. Longest game you've ever been a part of?
I think so. During summer ball, I actually played a two-dayer. I think I ended up like going 22 innings in the Collegiate Illinois ICCL.
Did you win?
No. It was a home game. I think they ended up putting up 7 on us the next day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Kearney Post 52 and Kearney Runza, Kearney American Legion Baseball. Every year, have a great fundraiser, and board president Terry Broadfoot joins us here in studio. Longtime board member Jeff Wolf, and if you've been a resident of Kearney for more than like 2 years, you're going to know these guys and all they do for American Legion Baseball. Guys, welcome into the show today.
Thanks. Doug.
Wolfie, let's start with you. Longest baseball game you ever been a part of?
I don't know, but I'm watching that deal up there. How would you like to have been part of that? 6 hours and, what, 37 minutes or something like that?
I know I've told Terry this before. You ever been a part, kids, coaching anywhere, state, that's been just way too long?
I can't remember. Nothing over 12 innings.
It involves Kearney. It involves Brad Archer. Because back in the, when Ord, in Kearney's second team, which I think back in the day was called the Blues or the Blue Jays or whatever, this is when I was doing... We were doing radio, and we just did the senior game. We didn't have the mercy and the time, two-hour time limit for the junior game. Kearney was up, and I want to say it was 20-0 after, like, 2.5 innings. Ord comes back and wins this game 28-24 in a real pitcher's duel. And our senior game started at, like, 10:45, and we signed off the air at 1:15 in the morning. It wasn't like a huge inning thing. But 28-24, that's good stuff, Wolfie.
And it started out 20-0?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, somebody, you got to end that thing.
That's what I said. Come on, throw the towel in. But let's talk about what's going on this Friday night. And, Terry, you've had a lot of – this has been going on for years. Let's just get the basics out there, time, place, and all the particulars.
Time and place. It'll be Friday, May 3rd, 6 o'clock, and it's held at Broadfoot Sand Gravel, which is – just south of the Holland Express, Skier Barns, out by the interstate, by the river bridge. Starts out at 6 o'clock. We have a fundraiser. We have a barbecue, $10 ticket. If you don't find a board member or a parent, you can buy them at the door. All you can eat, barbecue, baked beans, potato salad, dessert. And like I said, we'll have a live auction. We'll have some silent auction. Some of the big sellers are, we have sides of beef out there that's always a big seller that boy, they're almost taken before they get started. Before I forget, just to mention a few of the guys that helped sponsor this, Paul Eunice with the Eunice Center. He does all the cooking, provides the meat, the beans, the potato salad. He's a real big supporter of Kearney baseball, and I'm going to go out and go ahead and put Legion baseball, UNK baseball, Little League baseball, and it's just not with baseball. He's just a big supporter of Kearney. Wayne Gappa does some stuff for us. Some of our other board members, Marty Albrecht, he's big in the barbecue. Rhonda Johnson, Steph Kowalski, Mark Fish. I'll probably forget somebody. Ron Bielenberg. But that's basically our board members. And like I said, we try to split this board up to people that aren't involved with baseball, don't have kids in it. But as everybody knows, Kearney Legion Baseball can't be run without parents being involved, because that's how we run it. They've got to be involved in the day-to-day operations, doing the ticket sales, doing concessions, doing field prep, running the mic at the games. Another couple things, besides this fundraiser, we have a couple others we try to do during the year. We have a sign program that's kind of divvied up between us and UNK that we go out and try to sell signs on the outfield fence. One thing that we haven't did a very good job, and I really don't know why, is our bleacher seat sales. You can buy a seat and dedicate it to a loved one, family, anybody, and that's something we haven't did a very good job in selling those. We'd like to get most of them sold up there. Another thing we're going to do this year is we're having a big raffle that's going to go on year-round that you can buy a ticket for a $1,500 Cabela's card at the end of the year. And we usually have that at our fan appreciation game night, and that'll be against Grand Island this year when it's at Kearney. And so we're trying to, that's one of the fundraisers that we've did some fundraisers other times. We did a poker tournament a couple times. We did a skeet shoot last year. We're just kind of trying to find something different, and we thought this might be something we could do all year and not have to have a lot of manpower to try to do another fundraiser, because our barbecue is a big time consuming and obviously our biggest fundraiser. And people don't realize, but this program takes about $50,000 a year to run, by the travel and uniforms and coaches' salaries. We pay these coaches way too much.
Well, Jeffrey, some things to add there. You have been a part of putting all these things together, and he mentions working hand in hand with UNK, but yet it's a separate entity, because baseball at the Legion level goes on 8 months at least a year.
It does. And we have board meetings. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Doug. Yeah, we have board meetings in the wintertime just to get things organized and figure out what we're going to do. And like Terry said, the barbecue is our biggest fundraiser as far as making money. And you're welcome to come to the door that night. You don't have to have a ticket. If you know somebody that's selling them, buy some. But that night, come out. And there's always plenty of food. We have hundreds of pounds of pork and beverages and everything for $10. It's quite a go. And like Terry said, it's when we talk to the parents at the parents' meeting prior to everything getting started, when we mention that number of $50,000 to $60,000 as our budget for that program to run during the year, it is. It's amazing when you take everything into account, because we take pretty good care of the athletes that we have. We they get good uniforms. They get to stay in nice places. They get, it's a good deal. Insurance and coaches and everything else. It's incredible. But, if people can come out this Friday night, we'd sure love to have you out at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Kearney Legion fundraiser. And, again, you don't have to have a connection with Legion baseball, as you guys said, Jeff. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to have a kid playing. You don't have to be a worker, although all volunteers, all comers. And there's some really – every year there's some really neat things on the live and the silent auction that – heck, you can make your donation and go home with something.
It is. It's incredible. Terry, you've got
And a couple of good fundraising items we're going to have this year. We're going to have two separate packages to the Prairie Club, which gets you two rounds of golf and one night stay. There'll be two of those packages for four people apiece. We're going to have another package at Awori Dunes, which will be a one-day play for four players in a cart. Like I said, another thing, like I said before, the quarters of beef are big sellers. We always have some electronic stuff down there, either we did TVs and stuff in the past. And our barbecue, we have a committee that kind of comes up with all this stuff, and they really do a good job. And we've got a deal that happens that everybody, it's kind of the same stuff every year because the same people kind of give the same stuff every year. So,
but you got some good, you've always got some different autograph things. Do you know anything off the top of your head as far
I
as
don't.
That goes?
I know, like I said, I'm not familiar with what they got. I know they're going to have some autograph stuff out there, but I can't really tell you for sure what it is.
Damon, question?
No, comment, I know all about it. My wife.
But it's growing into quite a family affair. I mean, back in the olden days, it started out as a stag.
Yeah.
Down at the Legion Club, and it was, you know, and then the ball's really rolled since then. And
well, yeah, bring the kids. There's always something for them to do out there and have some fun outside, and hopefully the weather cooperates for the outside part of it. It looks like hopefully it's cleared off by Friday, and I know Friday's a busy day, so Jeffrey and Case. And we're talking with Jeff Wolf and Terry Broadfoot here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, if they can't make it, because we know there's a lot of things going on this weekend, if they can't make it on Friday, still want to contribute, still want to volunteer during the summer, still want to help out, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. Just write a check, send it our way, and we'll take it. No, like I said, there's plenty of opportunities, and people know who the board members are and things. But as far as if they want to make a donation, Terry, I mean, who are we looking at as far as if somebody just – wants to make a commitment to the program?
Yeah, once again, you can get a hold of one of the board members. You know, it's basically Kearney Legion Baseball Association. You know, stop up to the baseball games. Like I said, Kearney's always been a big baseball town. They've always supported baseball. They've supported summer baseball. I mean, it goes to show when we have a state tournament here.
The regionals?
It is by far outnumbers any state tournament you'll go around the state. I'm talking Omaha, Lincoln. I don't care where you go. Nobody gets a better crowd than Kearney does.
Blows them away.
You guys that have it, Kearney and Grand Island, I think, they would like to give one of the tournaments every year to one of those two communities. And because they know the help is there. They know the teams enjoy it. They know that the facilities are good. And, I mean, Damon, just from Kearney here, we talked off the air. Kearney, we've got the facilities. Grand Island and Kearney have been baseball towns. It's just a good place to have things.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the way that the Legion puts on the state tournaments and the Memorial Field and the way that it plays now and how nice it is and whatnot, there's not a better place. I get to travel the state of Nebraska and watch a lot of high school events, and there's no better place to watch a game than Memorial.
And you got a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids on UNK's team. There's always some, but this year you had quite a few that came through this program.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Coach Archer and the Legion program, they've been a huge, huge asset for us. If you look back through all of our great teams and just throughout the past couple of years, the bedrock of our team are Kearney Legion players. I mean, Anthony Pacheco, who was just nominated yesterday for MIAA Freshman of the Year, which is a huge honor just to be nominated for. He'll be playing for the Kearney American Legion this summer. And so, you know, Dylan Schroeder, Chandler Cloutey, Blake Cover, Jared Lushen, a lot of guys have come up through the ranks of and been not only great for Kearney Legion, but have had a huge impact on the UNK program as well.
Again, the Kearney American Legion Baseball Fundraiser this Friday night, 6 o'clock, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, 6 to 8. You're always good. If you can find any time between 6 and 8, it goes on longer. But from 6 to 8, you're going to have plenty of food. You're going to be able to get on the silent auction and the live auction. Terry, Jeff, anything else you guys wanted to add?
You know, one thing I'd like to leave it with is I'd like to thank Damon for the stuff UNK has stepped up and Memorial Field has came a long ways in the last 10 years. And Damon and UNK has come along about the last 5 or 6 years. They've really stepped up, put some money in it. As we all know, Kearney Legion has put a lot of money and time in it. And the city of Kearney's did a good job. And they do a great job on us working around stuff up there. And we have a great group of people up there working together, and things usually get done that need to be get done.
And it's been done right. Like, just going back to what we said a little bit ago about the state tournaments, I mean, people love coming here. I mean, last year when we helped out with that, was it last year, Terry, or two years ago. I mean, it was incredible to see the looks on people's faces from Papillion South and Creighton Prep and those kind of places. They're going, wow, what a deal you have going here. So, yeah, we should be proud of it. And if people can come out and help out with attending the barbecue, we'd sure appreciate it.
Did you guys have well wishes for Tino Martinez before you left?
Tino's a real deal. I've always been a Tino fan. It's good luck to him. He's got so much on his plate.
It's a good rivalry. Grand Island, Kearney. Tino Martinez, in case folks hadn't heard, officially is stepping aside. He got the Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball job earlier this spring. Brian Frew is going to take over, and there's always been some pretty good battles between the two. And for Grand Island to be at the state tournament 15 of the last 16 years, that's quite an accomplishment. Only Arch could. Of course, it took him, 32 years to get, but we love the Arch, too. So we're going to get anything else, Damon, that you wanted to say before we let these guys out of here?
Oh, no, I would just like to thank Terry and Coach Archer and Wolfie on just the partnership that they've been able to. I mean, you know, for 30 years, long time, it was the Legion program that really built up Memorial Field, and then we feel very proud over the last couple of years what UNK has been able to partner with and continue to grow and continue to make that a great facility. But that is a community-based facility. That's the city, that's the Legion, that's the university. That is everybody giving and helping to improve in whatever way they possibly can to make it as good of a facility as it is, and hopefully we'll continue to get it going.
Board President Terry Broadfoot, Board Member Jeff Wolf, guys, thanks for coming in. Best of luck this season.
Thanks for having us, Doug.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
That's Friday night, 6 o'clock, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, located just on the south side of Skeeter Barnes in the arena here in Kearney for their annual baseball fundraiser coming up on Friday. We'll take a break. Chris Kutulak, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, all coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. Mother's Day is coming soon. And now is the time to show all the moms in your lives all your love and appreciation. Mothers, mothers-in-laws, wives, moms mean so much. Send them the best. I know the very best Mother's Day bouquets come from 1-800-Flowers.com. The rose and lily bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com is perfect for any mom. It's a stunning bouquet, overflowing with pink roses and pink-white lilies. 1-800-Flowers.com. They have a special offer right now just for my listeners. If you order the rose and lily bouquet and it's beautiful, get a free vase. It's only $34.99. Now, that's $25 off the regular price. But you've got to order by tonight at midnight. Order now the amazing Mother's Day bouquet and get $25 off. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop, or even a mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or you call 1-800-Flowers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with partial sun and some cloudiness around the area as we head through the day today. Temperatures will stay around 60 for a high, with winds on the north at 15 to 25. For tonight, there's a good chance for rain showers developing with a low at 37. Right now, it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. It's the last day of April. Don't miss out on financing, incentive financing, and Midway's hassle-free price, because at the end of the month, it may be going bye-bye. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where this month not only do you get the incentive rates with approved credit, you also get to keep the Midway hassle-free price, 2.9% financing for 72 months on every new vehicle with approved credit. Some select vehicles may be even better, like the Silverado 1500 or the 2013 Ram 1500. You'll get up to $9,000 off and 1.9% financing over 72 months with approved credit, 3.9% financing over 84 months. You can check out their inventory, but today, get out there. We know the next 2 days, not going to be a lot of fun to be at the lot. So maybe if something happens where you got to stay at home, check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. ThinkMidway.com. You can view their entire inventory. Check out all the great deals that they have as well. At the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. This NBA playoff stuff, have you started to watch?
Nope.
Don't care?
Don't care.
Miami swept, by the way, in case you didn't
know. Miami's going to win, and there's no team that's even going to be competitive. I bet you Miami doesn't. Miami may only lose a game by the time they get to the finals. And a total maybe three.
Sure. Now you come on board.
No, I'm just saying.
Now you come on board after I made that prediction before.
It's a three-month money grab of bad basketball.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's bad.
Some of it's bad.
It's 3 months.
Some of it's bad. I mean, seriously, who's watching the Indiana-Atlanta series?
Nobody, because, I mean...
Who's watching the Memphis Clippers series? I mean, even with Blake Griffin.
I consider myself an educated basketball fan. An educated sports fan.
Out of Indiana, I would hope so.
Obviously, an educated sports fan. I can't name 10 players in the... I cannot name a player on each team in the playoffs.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was out yesterday for personal reasons and didn't get a chance, and I don't think they probably talked too much about the Bosselman yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show. But congratulations to Chuck Turco, who we had on the show Thursday when we were live at Fauner Park. Diamond Joe comes in and wins the Bosselman, the first Nebraska-bred horse to win in the 24-year history of the Bosselman. And I would just like to say thanks to Chuck for helping me cash a ticket this week. It is more great action at Fauner Park. It is also their last week of live racing this week. And, of course, the Kentucky Oaks on Friday, the Kentucky Derby Saturday. You'll hear it live right here on ESPN Radio. And, boy, what a day Saturday will be. And here is where the generations kind of come in. I'm not calling it a gap, but Jack Vanberg is going to be there on Saturday in the Nebraska Hall of Fame. When you come into Fauner Park, if you're one of the youngsters, you're one of those college kids, you probably don't know who Jack Vanberg is, except when you walk into Fauner and see the entire glass-enclosed front there that is almost all Jack Vanberg tribute in the Nebraska Racing Hall of Fame. There is a new book out, From Grit to Glory, written by Chris Kutulak. Jack Vanberg will be there for a book signing on Saturday, and Chris Kutulak joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, also a Nebraska boy himself. And Chris, great to catch up with you again on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing very well, especially after that wonderful build-up, not only for me, but for Jack as well. By the way, you're also talking to the guy that called the very first Boss Cap, the Bosselman. Well, before it was called the Bosselman, and then the very first year. So I definitely have some lore with Fauner Park as well. I'm glad to be on the show. And Chuck Turco and I used to ride. I always say Chuck Turco and I used to ride the bus to grade school together until he got kicked off.
No.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that ever happening. Doug Duda, Damon.
Little boys going to Holy Cross Catholic grade school and then Chuck didn't make the course.
Well, both of you gentlemen have turned out to be very successful. And, of course, for those that have not heard Chris or moved to the area after he worked at Exarban and Fauner Park, he's been at Hollywood Park. He's been at the TVG Network. Now he's at Remington Park in Oklahoma City. So he's seen a lot of the great horse racing across the country. We do want to talk a little bit about the Kentucky Derby, which is tough to do before the field's drawn. But let's talk about Jack Van Berg and getting this book put together. There's always a process to make it happen. Take me through the process.
Well, it happened when I was born in Nebraska and went to horse racing in Exarban for the very first time. Anybody that knows anything about Nebraska horse racing knows Jack Van Berg or his father, Marion. And Jack is, and if you don't, it's kind of like Tom Osborne is what Jack Van Berg is. Or we just did a radio show with someone from Alabama, and I said he's like the Paul Bear Bryant of Alabama football. And I'm, by the way, I'm at the Kentucky Derby Museum in Louisville, which is right next to Churchill Downs, and we've been signing books since yesterday and today, and we'll do it again tomorrow. But, you know, I have a tremendous respect for the man. Everyone reveres him in Nebraska. And when Jack asked me to write the book, I said, because I knew what it would be like to deal with and work with Jack, I said, I have to think about this for a while. But I had been writing some stories about Exarban racing, and people had told me for years I should write a book, and I was thinking Exarban would be my book. And then when Jack asked me, I said, no, this is the book, the Jack Van Berg book. So that's what I've been doing. It's taken a lot of research, as you would imagine. Many of the books, or many of the horses, were from, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and to come up with the data on those horses, the research, as you would imagine, was, it's not as easy to just pop online and drop in a name and research it, and up comes the lifetime past performances on those horses. It was a lot of...
Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, so it was a lot of interviewing with Jack, a lot of interviewing his family and friends, and writing and faxing chapters to him. Once I left California and relocated to Oklahoma, I'd fax, you know, number of chapters over to him, and he'd read them, and he'd say, yes, this works, or no, that's not right, or, you know, whatever. We just worked through it and persevered, and here's the book.
Chris Katulak with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We want to read the book. We want to get all the stories, but what was the one thing authors and writers of the books about a variety of people always find out that one thing that kind of really shocks them? They didn't know, surprised them. What was that one thing talking with Jack?
Well, I think what will be the hook for people will be, you know, just his whole life. But, you know, Jack does not have that pipeline of top-bred horses coming to his barn like a Wayne Lucas does anymore. And people will want to know why that is. And Chapter 38, entitled That Damn California Ranch, kind of explains what happened to him. And, you know, how he got sunk and how he's trying to get back. And he's here right now signing autographs. I can see him. He's here. And people, you know, they just line up to just hear his voice and have a message shared with him. But, you know, I would say this to you. He is what people know him to be. There's, you know, that's the way he is. He's a tremendously benevolent man. Bob Pollock, the steward at Fauner Park, that's how he summed him up. He said he's the most benevolent man I've ever met. So he just does so much for people, and I think you'll see the love that he has for people and horses in the book.
Let me talk 19 straight years. Obviously, he was the leading trainer at Exarban. And then that's only up to 1977. Nationally, obviously, he's known way later in his life about that. Where did Jack's life transition from being a Nebraska trainer to being a worldly or a United States class trainer?
Well, I'll tell you, 19 consecutive years as the leading trainer in Omaha, and that started when he was like age 21, I think. So just imagine, think on that for a while. But when his father passed away, he was training primarily for his father. Well, when his father passed away, then he opened up a public stable, and with the public stable training for, you know, many people that came to him, that opened up the span of the types of horses that he was getting and who he was training for. And, you know, he started to get the big owners along the way. Nelson Bunker Hunt would be one, and John Franks would be another, and, of course, Clarence Charbar. And so I would say 1973, 74 in there is where it really took off. And by the way, Jack is signing books right now. I may have him just say hello to all of your listeners on the radio if I can tear him away from signing the autograph here. But anyway, that's about when it happened, guys. And then it's been from that grit to the glory.
Well, maybe we can get Jack his own segment on the Doug and Daddy Show, because that's a big time get. But any time we can hear from him, that would be awesome. And of course, his highlight obviously was the horse Ali Sheba, who won the Kentucky Derby, won the Preakness, had great battles with Ferdinand, won the Breeders' Cup Classic twice, and this is the horse that has defined his career. Is that a good thing, Chris, or has that, since it was 25 years ago, has that kind of left an emptiness that he has not been able to get back to that spot?
That's a very good question. It really is. And first of all, Jack just wants to say hello to everybody.
I'd like to just say hello to everybody from Kearney, Nebraska. I hope everything's going good, and I hope I get to see everybody at the Grand Island book signing on Derby Day.
Jack, we can't wait to see you Saturday. Hopefully all's going well. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks.
Okay, well, I'll be there, so thank you very much.
You bet. Okay. Jack Van Burg. That's like...
Sorry, guys, but everybody melts when they hear that voice. So I just want your listeners to hear that.
That's great stuff, Chris. That's great stuff. What about the Ali Sheba? And then I know that's a goal. Once you get there, once you taste it, you want to get back.
Yeah, and I think here's one thing the book explains, and it's sort of an oxymoron. It's not an oxymoron, but maybe it is. He did have success with all those horses, but when he left the Midwest and he had all of those owners and trainers that he was training for, when he came out to California, they didn't like him training, you know, having horses in Kentucky and Omaha and New York and Louisiana and California. Many owners just wanted their trainer to be right there with the horses. So he kind of alienated himself a little bit, if that makes sense. And then what I describe in Chapter 38 kind of explains even more. But you're right. Honestly, and you kind of started at the top of the show, people that became fans of racing within the last dozen years don't know Jack Van Burg, or they just know him as that guy that runs those 30-to-1 shots out in California. So there's much more than those two horses, Ali Sheba and Gate Dancer. As much as Jack likes to talk about Ali Sheba and loves that horse, you know, Gate Dancer was just a monster and a horse that could run forever, something we don't see in horse racing much, horses that can run beyond a mile and an eighth. He was just getting warmed up at a mile and a quarter or a mile and a half.
I've in preparing for this and knowing that Jack's coming to town, did a little more listening and found some more of his comments about that Belmont Stakes with Ali Sheba. What did he tell you?
Well, here again, this is in the book, and he was very dissatisfied with Chris McCarron's ride, and Chris McCarron will accept his amount of responsibility for the ride, but he won't take as much blame as Jack is laying on him. So there's an exchange in the book about that very race and what happened. But Jack always feels that the horse was not ridden properly. He said that the horse should, sorry for all that racket, he said that the horse should have just been let loose on the front end. When Chris came out to ride him, Jack said, just go to the front. And Chris, you know, looked at him like, what? You know, did you bump your head? Because the horse had been settling off of horses and coming from off the pace. So, you know, there's a little bit of confusion but just surprise that Chris McCarron was faced with in the paddock.
We're talking with Chris Kutulak here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is authoring the book Jack From Grit to Glory about the great trainer Jack Van Burg, who I believe is still second all time in the amount of wins by a trainer in the country. And he will be at Fawner Park, Jack Van Burg, on Saturday. Then he's at Horseman's Park the following Saturday, May 11th. And I believe Chris will accompany them to Omaha. Want to talk a little bit about the Kentucky Derby. You're right there. It seems like the only horse average people know about is Gold Sense because of Rick Pitino. What's it like, and what's your sense of the Derby before we get the draw out?
Well, I would have to say my sense of the Derby is only what I've experienced in the Derby Museum, because I haven't gotten out beyond the museum. And the museum is, I mean, I'm looking at the main entrance of the racetrack. It's so close. But I've never been to the Kentucky Derby in my whole life, because I've always been working at the racetrack, Bonner Park for 11 years, and then Louisiana Downs, and then Hollywood Park, and I could never get away. And guess what? I won't be here for this year's Derby. I've got to get back to Remington Park to work, so I'm getting a little bite of the apple, and that's all. I would say the horses that are being talked about, at least Jack and I both agree, we like Normandy Invasion. His top pick is Orb, but he mentions Normandy Invasion right after he mentions Orb. And I would say, believe it or not, I'm going to be rooting for Wayne Lucas's horse, Will Take Charge, because that horse almost won our Springboard Mile at Remington Park, and the race was designed to be a springboard to the Kentucky Derby. Well, guess what? We got a horse in the Derby now. So Remington Park has a lot to root for with Lucas's horse. But I'm a Normandy Invasion kind of a guy.
Damon.
I will say this. Here's a Jack anecdote that he's been doing some radio shows this morning with some Kentucky folks, and he said he likes Orb because Orb brought Shug McGahee to the Derby. It wasn't Shug McGahee, who's his trainer, who brought Orb, meaning the horse told him, essentially, let's go to the Derby. Of course, it wasn't like Mr. Ed talking and saying that. But, you know, many people, they just try to force a horse into the Kentucky Derby, hoping they have a Derby horse. Well, in the case of Orb, this was just very evident. Hey, this is a Derby horse. And I think that's meaningful.
What do you make of Bob Baffert not saddling a horse for this year's Kentucky Derby?
I can live without him.
What will the TV cameras do?
And so can a lot of other horsemen, because he wins it quite frequently. You know, I don't wish I that sounds mean. I didn't mean it that way. But look, there's a lot of other guys that work just as hard or harder as Bob Baffert, and they may not get those horses fed to him as Bob Baffert does. So and let's hear it for the little guy. Maybe they get a chance to win that trophy instead of Bob this year. He's won it before. He knows what it's like, and I'm sure he wouldn't. He would love to win it if he had a horse in the race, but he can't win it all the time, can he?
Well, you wouldn't think so, and it will definitely be somebody different on Saturday, as we talk about it every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, we'll let you get out of here with this. What is Jack doing these days? How active is he? Just kind of give us his, not necessarily daily routine, but what's Jack up to these days?
Yeah, well, he's very active. He's got his stable in Southern California. He had some health issues. He was having some breathing issues, but we think we've gotten that resolved. I mean, he's just over here slapping knees and cracking jokes and just having a blast. But he's very sharp in mind, in body. You know, he always had that bad knee, and when you get up and start walking, he usually takes about 4 or 5 strides to get going before he's, you know, moving along well. But you'll see him. Anybody that hasn't seen the man or has never met him, he is like John Wayne. There's in all ways, shape, or form. And when you walk through that grandstand at Bonner Park and you see that bald head and that big smile and that line of people and you hear that voice, for me, and I've known the guy since I was an early teenager, and I've worked with him very closely, obviously, on this book, but every time I hear that voice, I just melt like butter, because it's like a letter from home, home meaning Nebraska horse racing.
Well, I just, again, I saw a little interview with him from a few years back where he essentially said how his dad taught him how to work, and it was sun up to sun down, and he goes, anybody that works for me, either they're going to know how to train a horse when they get done, you know, working for me, or they weren't very bright. So, you know, he...
You said that kindly.
he's that kind of person that I know my dad or anybody in that generation would just here in Nebraska go, damn right, that's the way we work, that's the way we do it, and that's what made Jazz a success.
And that's what people ask me that were interviewing me today, why did you write the book? I said, first of all, because I'm from Nebraska, and my Nebraska pride, I think, is foremost to anything, and you'll see that in the way I write the book, because I'm just overflowing with pride. And I will say this to you right now regarding Nebraska pride. I should know this sentence off the top of my head, and I pretty much do, but I'm going to read you the opening sentence of the book and tell me if this is not Nebraska. And think Nebraska, well, you can tell me what month this is as I read this to you. Blaze red sumac leaves had fallen. The rustling golden cottonwoods were now silent. Vital trees were transformed into simple silhouettes, reminders of a winter that was steadily advancing across the prairie. Does that not feel like Kearney?
That is football season, my friend. We've saddled the horses, and that's good stuff. That's good stuff. I can't wait to read the entire book, Chris, and we always look forward to catching up with you. I know you guys are busy, so we'll let you get back to the book signing, and we look forward to talking with Jack and seeing everybody on Saturday.
Okay, and by the way, the sentence that follows that is one of my more favorite ones of the whole book. And you can buy the book if you can't make it to Fauner Park or Omaha. Just go to jackfromgrittoglory.com, or simply if you just Google Jack Vanberg, you don't even have to put in Jack Vanberg book. Just hit Jack Vanberg, and boom, up will come the book link, and there you go.
Outstanding stuff, Chris. Hopefully it all goes well, and we'll talk with you again soon. Thanks so much for being on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you for your continued interest in horse racing, guys. I appreciate it. Call anytime.
Thanks, Chris. Love it. Right here, ESPN Radio, Tri-Cities in Nebraska. Now, again, I bring this up. Horse racing, not Damon Day's deal. Not really your deal.
I would beg to differ.
I mean, you like watching it. Give me some Damon Day horse racing history. I mean, like, when growing up, was it something that you
My brother had a it's called Richfield in Cleveland, Ohio. My brother used to go there all the time. If you were in the Chicagoland area, it was Arlington. You know, so frequented there as a college kid. You know, it was something to do on Fridays, and so you know, a lot more harness racing in my neck of the woods than real thoroughbred, you know, and it's funny to watch harness racing, because if there's anything that's more rigged in the world than harness racing, I'd like to know what it is. I mean, you know, as you get around the track enough times and you go and you talk with the old timers, you know, and you know, these harness guys are out there 6-7 times, and someone's coming around the corner, and he's just, you know, pulling up on the horse, trying to get him to stop. And all the old timers like, oh, here it comes, you know. And so, you know, but no, I definitely don't have the spirit of it that obviously, and the passion for it that you have, and the memories of it, as far as, you know, for me, the last, even as a college player or whatnot, you know, that Saturday, Kentucky Derby Saturday, you know, I was playing a game at some point or somewhere. And so, you know, if you're not in that world or in that community, I don't think you know much about the Derby. But I would say if you're a sports fan, it's got to be on your bucket list to go watch, to be in Churchill Downs and watch the race. Not a horse racing fan, but as a sports fan, oh my goodness. That's something I will do before it's all said and done, is get to Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Have some friends that obviously frequent Fauner Park, but that is kind of what they do for vacations. People do different things. And again, if you got kids and family, you're doing a variety of things. But if your kids are gone, or you haven't had kids yet, or it's whatever.
Grandma time, single person, send them to grandma's.
Yeah, heck, there's some of these guys and gals that are hitting a lot of racetracks across the country, trying to go to some of the big races. When we went to our first Big Ten Media Day in Chicago, we took some time and went out to Arlington, which is like a 50-minute train ride from downtown. I got one more day in Chicago, and that's what we decided to do, and I was sure glad that we did, because it was cool, and the immensity. I mean, you're just so used. I mean, I've seen so few tracks. I mean, Fauner, Exarban, Lincoln, a couple outside of the state. And you go to Fauner, and I mean, just like, and then you go to Arlington, and you just go, that's a parking lot. I mean, the entire Fauner would be like one section of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's the enormity of the track.
That's a profession for a lot of people in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they show up in the morning, check the ponies, and they're rolling. They are definitely, you know, and that's one thing about the Illinois-Indiana is the OTB, the off-track betting for horse racing. And that would just, I mean, I can't imagine one of those around here. But they're everywhere back home.
Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question, because when we come back, we've got our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Did Doug McDermott make the right choice in returning to Creighton for his senior year? That was our poll question yesterday. Any opinion on that?
Well, I'm sure the numbers are extraordinarily high because everybody in the state of Nebraska really wants Creighton to do well. From what the information that I have, I think he made a great decision. If you're not going to go in the first round, then why go?
Yeah, and it wasn't guaranteed. And you're right, 81% said that Doug McDermott made the right choice. 19% said no. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, Monday night's A's-Angels game took 6 hours and 32 minutes, 19 innings to play. Would you stay for the entirety of a game that long that your favorite team was playing in?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's so many factors there. It's a Monday night. If I didn't have to work, I mean, hell yeah. Why would you take off in the 13th? I have been to a 14-inning Cubs game.
Yeah.
At night. It was a night game, which, by the way, kind of stunk. It was a night game, so you figured, all right, cool, then we'll get out of here, we'll do some things. Well, 14 innings later, they kind of, when they quit selling lemonade after the end of the seventh inning.
At the end of the seventh.
You kind of go, what in the world is going on here? But would you stay?
Can you imagine at Cubs 2:30 start? Because on a day game, do they stop after the seventh inning?
Hell yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there goes that idea.
Most places, Royals, you know, they all seventh inning's usually the marquee. But they were showing some of the long games. I mean, there was a hockey playoff game, 5 overtimes. Oh,
when did that change? The baseball rule?
It's brutal.
Of beer being sold in the seventh.
I think it happened when too many people were getting drunk. Or ordering 4 in the eighth inning and didn't want to leave.
I just remember as a kid going to the games with
people,
and you know, I was very young, but I remember booze being. Umpire was walking off the field, and beer man got hit one for the road. So I always kind of wondered when they kind of changed that. We're going to shut it down in the seventh thing.
Well. Something to work on. And folks, again, vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperStation.com. More of the day sports and a Troutman's Tuesday trivia question that I think might be somewhat difficult. We'll find out after this.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210, and get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
We'll stay with partial sun and some cloudiness around the area as we head through the day today. Temperatures will stay around 60 for a high, with winds on the north at 15 to 25. For tonight, there's a good chance for rain showers developing with a low at 37. Right now, it's 59.
When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, 'cause the chicks will dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day with us. And every week we do get to talk a little Loper baseball. And as we touched on at the beginning, the season didn't end like you guys wanted. You did win two of three, but as far as falling in the nine slot instead of the eight slot for the MIAA tournament, in what I guess now you can look back as was quite a season. As far as the weather has done it to everybody, but you guys were on the road a lot this year.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot about the MIAA. It's something that I'm definitely excited about moving forward as the future goes. And I think there was just such an unknown. You know, I had played teams in the MIAA, but when you see it week in and week out, you start to realize and you start to gauge your program up against theirs and what are you going to need to do to be successful and all those types of things. And you know, I think we're close, but we gotta make some adjustments to our recruiting. We gotta make some adjustments to the type of personnel that we bring in from the standpoint of you gotta be much more athletic and you gotta be much more pitching dominant. No matter how our teams have always been built on offense. We've had some of the most prolific offensive teams in NCAA Division II over the last 8 years, and you know what? Good pitching stops that. And I think when you saw us on Saturday lose 6-1 against Southwest Baptist, is their ace, is that's what happens. Good pitching stops good hitting every day of the week, and every team has a guy or two who can just shut your offense down. It's not a want thing or an attitude thing or a lack of execution thing on the hitting side. It's just that when a pitcher's got things going and he's spinning the baseball and changing speeds, you know, you can stop down, you can shut down a hitting team. And so we kind of got to flip ourselves around and become much more pitching-oriented, defensive-oriented, without trying to give up too much offense. But definitely excited about the league. It was a fun league to play in, the competition level. MIAA baseball is a big deal to a lot of schools and in those communities. The crowds we played in front of and just the atmospheres, you know, and you know, we had a great crowd this weekend. I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting us, you know, but we were kind of talking during the break. Our crowd is predicated upon the weather.
Nobody wants to wear a parka to a
no
baseball
one does.
Game.
We played Northwest Missouri State, and there was four fans in the stands. I don't know how many more people were hiding up in the press box. But then, you know, this weekend we had a great crowd. So definitely excited about the future of UNK baseball in the MIAA, and I feel like, you know, our whole goal next year is to get back on that playoff streak, and let's go rattle off another eight-year streak of going to the playoffs. So, you know, it stinks that it's over, but – It's time to start looking forward to next season already.
Are there other – there's always evaluation at the end of every year, but when it doesn't finish like you want, sometimes maybe there's more changes. Are there other things that you have to do or you are doing differently at the end of this year than maybe you've done the last eight that might not have anything to do with the MIAA?
Oh, yeah. I think without a doubt, you know, we had to make some roster decisions because, you know, we're at a roster of what we need to do, and so we needed to clear some spots to bring in more recruits on the pitching side of some things. We're going to bring in some pitchers so that there's a very good heavy competition for pitching. We've made some changes to our coaching staff. Trey Howell has moved up to the assistant head coach, taking over for Jason Miller, who is now employed with the city of Kearney, type of thing. So Coach Howell, he's been the assistant head coach since March, so he'll move into that role full-time, and a former Loper by the name of Tyler Keeble will be coming in to take over the defensive side of things. Our graduate assistant, Steve Stutzman, will be the pitching coach, but I will be actually be going back to pitchers full-time. Now that Coach Miller was our pitching coach the last three seasons, and I will go back to being that I was the pitching coach before Coach Miller got here all the way up through 2010. We'll go back and do some things, and I'm sure the pitchers are really looking forward to get to hang out with Coach Day every single day. So just changing some things. Tyler Keeble's going to come in and do a great job of speeding up our defense and doing some things to give us a little bit more versatility to handle the MIAA game, because the game's so much faster in the MIAA. They steal, they run, they hit and run. They're trying to manufacture runs. You know, we're kind of used to the RMAC of put your outfielders on the warning track and put your big hitters, you know, let's see how we can hit. So very excited about it, though. It's fun. It's a fun league to be in.
Well, Lopers wrapping up. We'll talk a lot more about all the Loper sports tomorrow during our Loper Lake. Right now, though, let's wrap up the show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call now on this final day of April. If you haven't won the last couple of months, you've got a chance for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. This is the time. This is the chance. Here you go. It's awesome. We're going to give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
All right, John, here we go. The Big Ten, the winter sports season, officially is over. We're into the spring sports season, but they considered Nebraska bowling a winter sport. So the Big Ten won 5 national championships in their winter sports. Nebraska bowling was one of them. Can you tell me any other one, the school and the sport?
Women's hockey.
And the school?
I can't tell you the school.
Oh, take a guess. Take a guess.
Minnesota.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I thought this was tough. I thought Penn State wrestling about the 10th guy we asked or gal what would come up with that. You were right.
You're
right.
I didn't even know the answer to that one. I was about to ask. Can I answer one of these? I'd love to get some Troutman steaks or whatnot.
I am shocked, and good thing we made.
Well done,
Stab. Yeah, hang on.
Well done.
$25 gift card coming your way. Congratulations. I don't think he knew, but he got it right.
Hey.
Sometimes
it's better to be, lucky than, but that's like a Sherlock Holmes question. Deductive reasoning.
The answer, Minnesota women's hockey, Penn State wrestling, Michigan men's gymnastics, and Michigan men's swimming and diving. Jeff, our producer, knew the gymnastics, what scared me.
Is Lochte and Phelps from Michigan? They train in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But they didn't go to Michigan.
By the way, swim trials coming back to Omaha.
Won it again.
I am shocked by that. I'm not shocked that they can't handle it and do a great job. I'm just shocked that, for 12 years now, Omaha is the home of United States swimming.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Baker Steinkuhler, he's going to go to mini camp with the Houston Texans as ex-Huskers continue to sign free agent deals. Nebraska volleyball, will they even have anybody? Will they even have anybody to play? Haley Tramer hurt, 5th starter from last season who'll be missing. Now Alexis Strange is going to go back home to play sand volleyball in California. Hastings College softball, they're your GPAC champions. Congratulations to them. We told you about Tino Martinez stepping down at Grand Island Home Federal. Brian Frew is taking over that. And district soccer, congratulations to both Kearney teams, Grand Island boys. A little bit more going on with the semifinals today in Classes B. Are in Class B, and then we'll see. The UNK boys and girls are to host at Foster Field tomorrow. Who knows what this weather is going to do? What are you going to do?
I am pumped for Thursday. It is my son's birthday, and I'm spending the day with Bubba.
We got plans? We already know?
Oh, yeah. Putt-putt, ball city, bowling, video games, pizza for dinner, followed by Toy Story for nighttime movie.
Well, right about nighttime movie, but where's the invitation for the putt-putt and the ball pit? Because, I mean, we could adjust the show around that. We want to thank Terry Broadfoot, Jeff Wolf coming in. Fill us in on the Kearney American Legion Baseball Fundraiser, which is this Friday night at 6 at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. Chris Katulak, who's done everything in horse racing, but has done the announcing at Exarban Fauner Park on the TVG Network, and the author of From Grit to Glory, the Jack Van Berg story. Tomorrow, Loper Link, whole lot more. More on the TVG Network with Gino Bucola Thursday and Friday for the Fauner, or for the Kentucky Derby and Oaks. We'll see you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.